Hey Solomon, this is J. Rosemary. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and alone? I know when my children were younger, there was a lot of times I felt alone. That's why I started Solomon's Talk, this podcast. But you're not alone. You don't have to parent alone. And I keep repeating it because it's something that it seems we are convinced that we are alone. But reach out to me. I'm here for you. I can talk you through anything that's going through your mind because believe me, I've gone through some stuff. You can tell from listening to these podcasts that I empathize with you and I understand and can connect with what's happening with you. So click the link below and book a one-on-one with me. We could just chat. No obligation, no commitment, just chat. And so don't parent alone. Click the link below and book a chat with me. No obligation, confidential, and safe place to talk about you. Solomon's Talk was designed to curate the stories of solo moms globally. As a facilitator of this platform, I aim to create a peaceful environment where you can share your heart, feel loved, and get the advice you need. So if this sounds like you, why not RSVP for our next virtual meetup? The link is below. It's where you can retreat from the chaos of your life so you can recharge, connect with other moms, and get answers to your burning questions. Remember, you're not alone and you don't have to parent in silence. Today I'm speaking with Craig Thompson. He's the host of the podcast Restoration Matters and executive director of Rockside Ranch. Welcome, Craig.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yes. So before we talk about Rockside Ranch and the work that you do, I always like to, you know, get a little bit of warm up by asking you to introduce yourself. So can you tell us who Craig Thompson is?
Sure. Yeah. So my name's Craig. I live in a really small town, very far northern California called Etna, and live here with my wife, Jen, and we have three kids. And so we live on a ranch that's about 100 acres, and which may seem big, but where we are, that's a pretty small ranch. There are a lot of big ranches around us. And so we raise animals on the farm here. And the primary purpose of the farm, the ranch, is to have a place for young men who are in some kind of a crisis to come and to learn job skills and life skills. And so the thing that, you know, really prompted us to come and live, you know, in this way was just was wanting to have that kind of a ministry where we're all living on the same property, where we're all working on the same projects, and just, you know, being in that kind of a close community. So it's hard to kind of separate our own personal life from the ranch because it's all really intertwined.
Right. Okay. So you're a rancher who runs a program for at-risk youth, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and how did you get into that? What made you want to reach out to youth in crisis?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of particularly young men, 18 to 24, 25, you know, somewhere in their mid-20s, who are really living in crisis. And I spent the first few years after college working in camp ministry. And so was working for summer camps. And, you know, you would serve these kids during a week of summer camp. And then they would go and graduate from high school, and you'd sometimes stay in contact, sometimes wouldn't. But there was just a need for that next phase. What happens when things go wrong in the next phase of life after high school? Mm-hmm. Before there's been some really, really life altering decisions that have been made, you know. But say a guy is struggling with some kind of an addiction or some kind of a lifestyle habit, like, you know, even just playing too many video games and not having a really strong social network or friend network that they are relying on. We're trying to find a way to serve that population, that group of guys, because there's just a lot of guys who really struggle in that time of their life.
Okay. Yeah, I imagine that you're not quite an adult, mm-hmm. but you're a man, and you may not have the support you need, or you've lost the support you had.
Yeah.
So I can see that can leave a young man like flailing in the wind, and
yeah.
they could turn to stuff that they wouldn't normally do if they had the support. So
yeah,
I think the program sounds very good. It sounds like it could be life altering for yeah. them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all right. And how do you help these young men? Like, what do you do for them?
Yeah. Well, so the guys come to the ranch from all different kinds of backgrounds and all different reasons or motivations for coming to the ranch. And so the biggest thing that almost all the students who are here will point to is the community here. So it's just the relationships with the staff and with the students. That is one of the biggest, just the biggest things that we find, you know, adds value to the students' experience while they're here. That's not only just the ranch staff, but also the broader community of Scott Valley where we live. And so I think connection with other people is just huge. Healthy relationships, healthy connection.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In addition to that, though, from day one, the guys jump into a really structured environment. So the structure of their overall day is that they get up sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. We do a short devotion, go out to feed animals and do chores, come back in for breakfast. Then we do a Bible study. After Bible study, we go out for farm projects where they're, you know, again, just outside working with their hands, doing something meaningful and productive.
Mm-hmm.
They come back in for lunch. We do a 2-hour class in the afternoon, and then they go back out for chores. And then we have dinner and evening activity that's usually a little bit more social and community-based. So it's a really structured program. And their days, Monday through Friday, follow that schedule. Saturdays are weekend recreation opportunities that we go and we'll do, you know, a hike or go fishing or backpacking or sledding, depending on the time of year. Sundays, we go to church, come back and have a more restful afternoon. And so it's just building those life patterns, habits, routines, understanding and experiencing just the benefits of getting a good night's sleep, eating 3 meals a day. Many of the guys that come to the ranch here are not sleeping very well at all when they arrive, and they're not eating very well at all. They're not moving a whole lot in their life. And so just doing those basic things just kind of brings their whole, you know, being back to life a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like, you know, they are at a point where the structure and the community and having a goal and a purpose, it really provides a well-rounded community like, for them. No drugs required.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And the three things that we really focus on while they're here are sobriety and sobriety, you know, from substance or alcohol or tobacco, but also sobriety, you know, in the sense of like, if there is a technology addiction, a cell phone addiction, a video game addiction, anything really, just kind of getting separation from that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one, sobriety. Second thing is mental health. Could be an actual diagnosis, or it could just be some trends that are not good in you know, their mental health. And then the third thing is job and life skills. And so for the 8 months that they're here at the ranch, every day they're practicing just a ton of different job skills and life skills that are going to serve them no matter where they go after the ranch.
Okay, that sounds good. And you mentioned mental health. Do you provide any kind of opportunity for therapy, given that some of them may be coming from traumatic backgrounds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do partner with clinicians locally here And in addition to that, some students come with an established team of counselors and therapists. And so with the remote telehealth appointments and other things like that, they can actually keep their providers, or we can help them to with some of the clinicians that we partner with.
Okay. All right. And I'm asking a lot of questions.
That's great.
I kind of have, I raised three sons. Mm. So, you know, this is kind of close to my heart.
Yeah.
And how do they get in touch with you? Like, how does somebody find out about you?
Yeah. Well, oftentimes, I would say most often, it's because their mom reaches out and says, "Hey, I'm really concerned about my son, and I wonder if he'd be interested in a place like this." So usually it's their mom or somebody in their family, a parent, grandparent, aunt or uncle, somebody like that. Almost all of the guys, and it's a really small program, so we only serve up to 8 guys at a time. And so we're not, we don't have 30, 40 guys here or anything. And so it's almost every single one of the guys came because somebody in their life who cared about them, helped them take that step.
Okay. All right. And what are the age range again? Like,
it's at least 18. So we can't take minors, but we do serve guys who are up into their upper 20s.
Okay.
We're actually opening up another site that would serve guys who are a bit older than that even.
Oh, okay. All right. It sounds like a very good program that, it's different from the norm.
Yeah.
But could be quite useful.
Yeah.
And okay. So, and I imagine there's a plethora of things that they're dealing with, but do you find like there's any kind of trend, like you know general consensus on what it is that's wrong?
A lot of times it is this question of purpose and meaning in their life. So I mean, I think everybody goes through that at some point in their life. What am I really here for? What's this life all about? That's a big one. That one combined with the, I think, a trend or a growing trend of de-emphasizing work in the trades. So farming, and then the list goes on from electricians, plumbers, mechanics, painters, on and on and on and on. That a lot of guys that come here to the ranch haven't worked much with their hands and worked in the trades. And so seeing guys get out and work on a trade. I mean, just last week we put a new roof on the pump house. They've built fence. They've done drywall and insulation and all kinds of things just in the last few weeks. And so exposing guys to these different trade opportunities that not only excite a lot of guys because they're doing something productive and healthy and good. But in the job market right now, those jobs are in incredibly high demand. And people who are going into those careers can make a really good living. And so a lot of times guys come to us and they say, I don't think I can do anything good with my life, or I don't feel like I have any skills to offer. And I think that a lot of that is because we've really de-emphasized the trades. And so if there's a young man who says, I don't either want to go to college, or I tried college and it just wasn't a good fit for me, oftentimes they can start to think that they'll never have a good job. And so just reestablishing that purpose, that meaning, reestablishing that hope that, you don't have to, sit in an office all day long. You can go and have a job that you really feel good about yourself at the end of the day. You've contributed to making somebody else's life a lot better, and you can make a really good living doing that and provide for a family at some point yourself. And all of that, I think, really just makes a big difference.
Yeah, I imagine. And I imagine learning trades kind of rework their expectation of what work should be like, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Do you have any success stories you could share?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, of the guys who come to the ranch, and I always tell them this, I say, you know, you guys are my heroes because they're willing to take a big, big step. That's just a huge challenge. I always tell the guys that this is the hardest thing that they'll ever do. And when they come to the ranch, A, they choose to be here. So nobody is forcing them to be there. This isn't a lockdown facility, you know, or anything that a guy is, you know, trapped in. So every day that they're here is a day that they've chosen to invest in their future. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really encouraging. But they've also given up things that normal, you know, 18 to 25 year old young men have access to, like their cell phone or their computer or a car. You know, they give up those things for 8 months while they're here at the ranch, and they still have a phone that they can use to talk to family and friends and everything. It's not isolated by any means, but they don't have that personal device that's just ding, ding, ding all day long.
Right.
And so that really, I think all of those things combined, you know, the fact that they have to give up a lot of stuff to come and the fact that they choose to come really contributes to a pretty high success rate. Mm-hmm. So the guys that come to the ranch, over 90% of them graduate.
Okay.
And out of that, we have over 80% of the graduates are employed or in school full time today, right now. Mm. And so within those, you know, statistics are the real life stories of the guys. And so, you know, for instance, we have guys who come to us who are wanting to really put a past of drug use or of probation or homelessness or just purposelessness behind them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've seen in the last, even just in the last year, that graduates have gone on to go into farming. One graduate is working in furniture restoration. Another graduate's working in pest control.
Mm-hmm.
Another who he actually went through the fire academy, graduated from the fire academy, started as a firefighter, decided, this is actually not really what I wanted to do. But because of all the training that he had done, he was able to get a job in security. And so he's now doing security. We have a graduate who's at Wheaton College, Moody Bible Institute, and another graduate who's in culinary school. You know, and these are just guys in the last year.
Yeah.
And so going back further than that, you know, it's a lot of similar stories of just guys who, it's amazing how 8 months, which on the one hand seems like an eternity to the guys.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it seems like, man, that's hardly anything. But that 8 months of focused dedication just opens the doors wide to future opportunity.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, you mentioned that you're only able to do eight students at a time.
Yeah.
Is that because of capacity or is that because of funding or both?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, but really, I would say the biggest reason is impact. So once we get over eight guys, the dynamic really changes. With eight guys, we are able to really have a strong relationship with each of the students, and we're able to really get to know them well and be a very individualized program that serves each of the individual needs of the students.
Right.
If we were to go much beyond that, you know, we would be losing a lot of that impact. And so Rockside currently is just one location, but this year we're in the process of opening up two additional locations that would also each serve up to eight students. And so that's really as we look to, you know, the future, we're looking not at growing this site to serve more students, but just replicating on other farms and ranches to serve more students in that way.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Absolute sense. You're able to be more successful and impact more lives by niching down, as they would say.
Yeah,
niching down numbers wise, at least. All right. So, and I love the idea of being on a ranch because most of your time's outdoors. You get to associate with nature and a lot of animals, and I think that's like the ultimate mental health therapy.
It is. You're exactly right.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, that's great stuff. So, what is Craig grateful for today?
That's a great question. I think I am grateful for my family, and included in that, you know, I would say the Rockside family, you know. So, I'm grateful for work that allows for really important relationships. And we're getting some, looking out the window here, we're getting some really beautiful January weather of like mid 50 degrees. And so we need the rain and the snow, but a little break from it is also really nice. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're in the cold climate, it's, you know, any little thing.
It is. You're right.
Yeah. So, okay. So, you know, I was thinking about the fact that you are ministering to boys. And I think when we talked before by email, you mentioned that, and actually we talked on the phone, you mentioned that some of, or maybe all of these boys come from the homes of single mothers. And whether or not that's so or not, what type, because I raised three boys.
So I know,
as a solo mom. And so I wanted to know if you have one piece of advice for a solo mom who is raising boys. So
I wish I knew a percentage of how many of the students who came to the ranch were raised by a solo mom. I would say it's probably about half of the guys who are here, maybe a little bit more. But I would say this about almost all of the guys who come to the ranch, and that is that their mother is somebody that they just adore and look up to and cherish. And it's interesting because oftentimes that gets mapped here onto the women that we have on staff. And, you know, they will listen to my wife, for instance, a lot quicker than they'll listen to me, you know? And so I think, you know, for whatever my opinion is worth, I think that the thing that comes to mind is just to keep loving your boys and your girls, obviously, but even when it might feel like that relationship isn't valued, from everything I've seen on the other end of it, that relationship is absolutely core to who these guys are. And it's really beautiful. You know, they talk about their moms just like they walk on water most of the time. Mm. So it's just really neat to see that legacy, hear about that legacy. And many times we get to meet their moms.
Yeah.
They'll come out and visit or come to graduations. And it's really special for us to meet the mom of a student that we now have a relationship with and care deeply about, and to put a face to the many, many stories that we hear about the impact that mom has had.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. And you answered the question. You answered my question, because I figured that, I mean, a lot of times as mom, we always blame ourselves, you know, for their not so good actions. And we wonder if we did a good job. And you're on the receiving end of what we did, what we poured into them, whatever that was, right? So you see, for 8 months, you see those young men and see the life, the character that was poured into them mom, right? Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to see, to hear your side, how you, you know, not to, through any judgment or anything like that, but what was your, you know, your opinion on and you know, advice you could give to a mom who probably thinking, I failed him because, you know, he's drinking or he's not really, he's not doing what I think he should have been doing. So that's a great answer. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So now how you're here, you're giving us your time and sharing about your program. How can your audience benefit from you, or how can you benefit from our audience, like your program or anything like that?
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, I would say if there's anything that we can do, I mean, that's what our desire and our heart is. So, you know, we get people frequently who reach out and they're, for whatever reason, their son or grandson is not interested in the program, and that's fine. But how can we support the family who is going through just a really emotionally intense season? And so that was the primary motivator for starting the podcast, and just to be a resource to try to equip and provide tools. So yeah, if there's a mom who is going, man, my 20-something year old son or 18, 19 year old son is really struggling, feel free to reach out. If there's anything that we can do, even just to have a conversation with your son or try to provide some resources, if they're interested in coming to the program, you know, there's many other ways that we can serve, you know, your listeners for sure.
Okay. And how can they reach you? Like, where do they find you?
Yeah, that's a good question. So our website is rocksideranch.org. So RockSideRanch.org. And we're on Instagram, Facebook at Rockside Ranch. And then the podcast is also a good place to start. We've got a couple episodes in there that are talking more specifically about the ranch, but most of the podcast episodes are really geared around tools for restoring relationships and tools for trying to get out of ruts that feel impossible to get out of. And so the podcast, I think you mentioned it earlier, but the podcast is Restoration Matters, and we're on most of the podcast platforms, so that you should be able to find it.
Okay, great. And I'll put the link in the show notes so people can get in touch with you quicker.
Thanks, Jen.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Craig, thank you very much for coming and talking to us today. Anything
Absolutely.
Else?
No, thank you for having me and for your time. And I just really appreciate what you're doing and the way that you're serving solo moms out there.
Yes. Thanks, Craig.
All right.
I'm excited to share that Solo Moms Talk is now on YouTube. Check out these interviews on our new channel, Solo Moms Talk TV. There you will actually see the interaction between myself and my guests. You will also find bite-sized clips of daily inspiration to help you manage the struggles of everyday life. So click Solo Moms Talk TV below to watch now.
Hello, Solo Moms. As a solo mom of 3 adult sons, I understand the challenges you face on a daily basis. As a mentor, my mission is to help you shift your mindset and empower you to take control of your life, to see yourself as God sees you. I know that unresolved trauma can be a heavy burden to carry, and parenting alone can be a lonely journey, but it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to know that you are not alone. You have the strength and resilience to overcome your challenges and create the life you desire. I want to help you to make the effort to tackle unresolved trauma and change your perspective so you can live the life you deserve. I offer complimentary consultation where we can discuss how to move forward, create a plan to help you heal and empower you. You can schedule a consultation by emailing me at jen@jrosemarie.com or by calling +1 917 994 1329 or schedule a consultation with the link below. I am here for you and I want to help you take the first step towards healing and empowerment. Don't let unresolved trauma hold you back any longer. Don't parent in silence. So take action today and let's work together to empower you to live the life you desire.